Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hasn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Joe Messina's show. I am Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, and you can find us out on the website at joemessina.com or therealside.com. And in the second half of this hour, I'll be opening up the phone lines. We will be taking calls at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if you've got anything you want to chime in on about, join us. Let us know what you're thinking, no matter where you are or no matter what side of the aisle you come from. Democrats in Congress are pushing to raise the debt limit yet again. In fact, some want to dispense with it altogether. Listen, this comes up every couple of 3 years, and every time Republicans talk of not raising the debt and suggest possibly we got to rein in spending instead. And chances are, if you're a Republican, you agree with that sentiment. That's one of the reasons conservatives are conservative. It's because they believe that the government should be smaller, should be diminished. It shouldn't be as big as it is. That means that they need to spend less. That allows them to then tax less. And we've done a lot more with less over the decades than we are doing right now. But every single time, Democrats smear Republicans as heartless SOBs that want to deprive the folks of the programs they need to depend on. Remember back in 2012, the commercials of a Paul Ryan lookalike throwing Granny in a wheelchair over a cliff because they had the audacity to talk about trying to figure out a new way to fund Social Security? Republicans have never talked about reducing Social Security. We've talked about figuring out ways to make Social Security more solid. After all, most Republicans are going to be getting Social Security as well. We've all paid into the system. But Republicans, I'm just going to say this, and this might anger you if you are a diehard, partisan when it comes to Republican politics. Republicans back down in the face of pressure. They back down in the face of smears every single time. Republicans are weak. The U.S. Treasury collects a mind-boggling $5 trillion a year in tax revenue. And the debt service costs us $400 billion a year. That's just the interest on the debt. And discretionary, non-defense spending has risen by a staggering one-third just since 2019. Biden's latest budget proposal would increase the U.S. debt to nearly $51 trillion in the next 10 years. We're roughly right now at 31.5. So he's talking about going from 31.5 trillion, which is gone from $10 to $30 trillion in just the last 10 years. It took us It took us over 225 years to go from zero to $10 trillion in debt. I was doing radio shows and I was discussing this on Fox Business and Fox News where I was interviewed, and I was complaining about $10 trillion. I said, where is this going to go? In a few years, we're going to be at $15 trillion, $16 trillion. We're at $31.5 trillion. It's unsustainable. A nation just can't print more money to pay off debt. Because the spending and the printing all lead to what? Rampant inflation. And at this rate, sooner rather than later, this house of cards will fall. Our economy will collapse. I mentioned it to you earlier. Take a look at Zimbabwe. Take a look at Weimar Republic of the 1920s. Take a look at the Venezuela of the 2018s. Let's just spend a gazillion quadrillion dollars. Why not? Let's just print and everybody can get $5 million guaranteed annual living. And guess what's going to happen? A loaf of bread is going to cost you $500. Reality doesn't exist with these people because they're cocooned inside this bubble of power where they are living with their own benefits, their own healthcare system. And many of them, and you see this with people like Hillary Clinton, don't go and buy eggs. They don't get it. The idea that we must borrow more and more to service the debt and pay interest on the money we have already borrowed is patently and completely absurd. A debt ceiling would be nice, but we don't need a debt ceiling. We just got to stop going into debt. A debt ceiling is a moral hazard. It gives you permission to raise more debt, to print more money. This country cannot continue down this path. Listen, I got degrees in psychology and business, but I am not a math guy. But I can take a look at a balance sheet and say, okay, you've got $100 in assets and you've got $1 billion in liabilities. You're in trouble. You're bankrupt. What don't these people understand? We're heading towards a crash here, folks. Got a great guest coming up who wants to run for president to talk about this and a whole lot more. Don't go away. TheRealSide.com, RealSide Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair. We've got a third and final hour here. We're in it.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
And welcome back, Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave here in the chair as we were just chatting before. And welcome again to hour number three. This is a great one tonight because what we're talking about is what is happening, not just economically speaking, but how it relates to all of us and the politics that can possibly provide a solution to some of these issues that we've been talking about. And got a guy here that I've known for several years. He's an upstanding young man, and he believes that he has got some of the answers that are necessary let's alleviate the debt. Let's alleviate some of these cultural issues and so on. Daryl Constantine, who is running for president in 2024. You can find him at Constantine2024.com. Believes he has some of those answers. Daryl, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's really nice to hear your voice. And it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And yeah, I'm not such a young man anymore. I'm finally 35, so 36 now. So here I am trying to throw my hat in the ring, as I've been planning on for some time. But we've been friends for such a, I think, 10, 15 years or so. And it's great to be on your program. You're doing great things as always, and appreciate the opportunity to share some of my ideas with your audience.
Fantastic. And, you know, when I say young man, you're just a lot younger than me. I wish I was 36.
Well, it's starting to blend together, you know, that way, as we get older, eventually we'll just kind of be, we'll be two grumpy old men sitting somewhere complaining about things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a lot truer than not. But Daryl, okay, so I've known you in political circles over the years. I've seen you at a lot of different events over the years, different conventions, CPAC, and the like. Talk to me a little bit about, first of all, before talking about your solutions, talk to me about what you see right now as the lay of the land in the Republican Party, and how you feel about the current state of affairs.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely some positives, a lot of positives, really. And kind of 10 years ago or so, I had kind of a one-track message, and I've been seeing the party kind of getting to the point where it's maybe 70 to 80% of what I've been calling for, which is more of an emphasis on culture and sort of less of an emphasis on the economics, not because they're not important. Obviously, now we have some stuff in current events. But recognizing that the left has prioritized culture and that the soft retreat away from that is actually sort of tactically the wrong thing to do. That was the consensus from the Republican think tank in the early 2000s was, we don't want to be disruptive on culture. We don't want to upset people. And actually, you have to. You have to confront on these things because, as we know, politics are a downstream of culture. We say these things. And, you know, my feeling on Republicanism, conservatism, there is a lot of improvement. I think that we are finally now starting to see some appropriate rhetoric on topics that have always been kind of my hot button topics, the sexualization of children, specifically the LGBT agenda, the promotion of that. We're seeing some appropriate rhetoric, some appropriate responses to that. These are winning issues for Republicans. And it's been kind of backing into it instead of sort of doing the counterintuitive thing, which is to go away from this. So there's some improvements, and I think that we're dialing things up. We're getting closer to having the type of proactive platform that's necessary to really actually change the trajectory. But still, to me, if you sort of step back in the big perspective of the last 40 or 50 years, you have a one-way movement. You have a one-way direction that things are going. And the reason why it occurs is a basic principle of forces at play, is that we have a left wing that has a direction that they are taking the country, and they are always moving in that direction. And conservatism has been oriented around halting that progress, towing the line. And what occurs over time is that, you know, you have a slowing when we have Republicans in office. And then when Democrats get back in office, the rate of that things go expands and the goalposts continually get redefined. So there can be a perception that Republicans are having success because they win elections. But, you know, that's not necessarily indicative of the country going in a direction that is more conservative. We're getting closer, but we're still in that defensive mindset. And I think what's necessary, what's important, is actually sort of recognize really the depth of the failure of sort of the boomer generation conservatism, and actually recognize that there's not really too much left here to conserve. So we have to reorient our minds into being attack-minded and actually sort of seizing the day and creating some new dynamics and a new trajectory for a new American future. I sounded like you wanted to jump in. I was about to comment a little more on.
Well, let me just say this, Daryl, because we're unfortunately very much commercial radio here, not podcast related. So I've got a commercial coming up here in just under 2 minutes. So I want to just make sure that we cover all the bases with you here. So talk to me about when you talk about target minded, if you can, in the next minute, because we're going to be going to a commercial.
Yeah, so target-minded, what specifically...
Attack-minded, yeah.
Attack-minded, yeah, attack-minded. So what I mean by that is enacting policies that, you know, not only trim the grass culturally, but actually kind of take a hold of it. And so one of my policies, as an example, is I'm basically in favor of a federal ban on the sale of pro-LGBT products to minors. So this goes beyond kind of the obvious things, right? Like, obviously, six-year-old children shouldn't be subjected to seminars on this lifestyle in public schools. But sort of where there's an absence of action is, you know, what do you do about Target when you walk into Target or Walmart and you see that they're selling books targeted at 2- and 3-year-old children that are promoting this lifestyle?
Right.
So that's where there's a little bit of discomfort from conservatism, because now we're going into capitalism. Now we're going into free market. And that's been the kind of thing that we've been most principally oriented around spending. And, you know, I think these are all well and good. Obviously, capitalism has proven itself to be the superior engine of commerce. But, you know, when it comes to me, if there's a choice between protecting children and capitalism, that's kind of where I draw the line. So setting children as the priority, and maybe we'll get more into that after the break.
Yeah. Tell everybody where they can find you and support you, please.
Yeah. Constantine2024.com.
And Daryl Constantine can be found at Constantine2024.com. I mean, listen, there's an election. We're in that election cycle now. We are going to start talking, you know, as we're going to quickly head towards the end of 2023 here. Over the next few, you know, several months, people's hats are going to be dropping in the ring. You're going to start hearing a lot of different people's names. And Daryl is one of them. So we'll be back here after the break, and we're going to continue talking about some of the other issues of the day with Daryl. Folks, don't go away. We've got commercials here at the bottom of the hour with some news, and we'll be right back here at The Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Top defense officials say they're not sure if Russia intentionally downed a U.S. drone flying over the Black Sea. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says Russian jets did intend to intercept the drone.
The physical contact of those two, not sure yet. That remains to be seen. I can tell you with certainty, though, that we have absolute evidence of the contact and intercepts, etc., and it's very aggressive.
Milley says the U.S. will continue to talk with Russia. He stressed the U.S. does not want conflict. It's been exactly 5 years since a bridge collapsed at Florida International University in Miami, killing 6 people and hurting almost a dozen others. The National Transportation Safety Board says it happened due to design problems and a lack of repairs. A total of 8 cars were crushed. A multi-million-dollar settlement was shared among the families of the victims. Construction on a new bridge and memorial site is set to get underway next year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And thanks, everybody. Dave in the chair for Joe tonight as I sit in for him on a regular basis. And it is always a pleasure joining you across the fruited plain here at the Realside Radio, across the GCN and Salem Radio Network. We're talking here with Daryl Constantine, who is throwing his hat in the ring for president of the United States. He has some thoughts, and I wanted to know what some of those thoughts are, so we invited him on. And Daryl, welcome back. I got to ask you, you know, we're dealing with several, what I like to call a seven-headed hydra right now, where we've got, you know, you mentioned the cultural issues, and I know there's a lot of people that are concerned about that. Where I am deeply concerned more than anything right now, as a conservative right of center, just a business owner and somebody that is just trying to raise my kids in a world, is I'm focused right now on the economic catastrophe that we see with the rising debt, and also the threat of the geopolitical issues in regards to Russia and Ukraine, China, and, you know, places like Iran. As president of the United States, Daryl, let's first take those apart. Let's talk about how would you address the economy as president? What would be some of your policies?
Well, so one of the things that I've rolled out is an impact family credit, $3,000 a month approximately, we'll sort of, as we'll dial into the numbers more, intent is for that to be sort of revenue neutral. But we have a lot of programs designed to, you know, stimulate the economy at the same time that we sort of rebuild the fragmented social infrastructure. So kind of the way that program works is almost like an extension of paid maternity leave from 6 months all the way out to 18 years. The reason why we do that, we want to sort of invest in a traditional household, a one breadwinner model with the father working, the mother at home raising the children. Really, one of the things that's happened, one of the tragedies in our economy is that we've done such a good job of convincing women that they have every right to compete against men in business, which of course they do, But really what we've done to a certain degree is we've taken an American dream that used to be able to be sustained by having, you know, the father working. And now in many cases, if not most cases, we actually need two adults working just to pay the bills. So we want to invest in that. Now, obviously, that's going to be concerning when we look at some of the economic stuff going on. So I'm sure that the gut response to that is, well, do we have money to spend? But when you sort of look at the numbers, that model is so much exponentially more successful. The rate in which it turns out net contributors versus not only people that aren't net contributors, but people that end up being incarcerated or people that end up costing huge amounts to the American people. Returning to that traditional model, this is where things are all sort of intertwined. The economic stuff, you know, the situation that we have going on right now, this is, I think, largely having to do with inflation, right? And the situation with the bonds and being underwater on these things. We've got this mess economically. We've got this debt that's been building over our heads, and we keep sort of kicking the can down the road. Obviously, to the one end of the extreme, if we put our tinfoil hats on, we're thinking, oh, this is the digitized currency and social credits and that type of stuff. I don't necessarily look at things in terms of that, but we do have an issue. And I think that the problems are all actually, as you said, I think very rightly so, seven-headed monster. These things are all interconnected. And the sort of the common thread here is that we've turned away from being a godly nation, and we have a tremendous level of irresponsibility playing itself out on the macro as well as the micro. So obviously, long term, this is not financially tenable for a nation. And so we have to kind of actually look at these things in a more holistic way and look at how do we get back to being a society, a culture, a nation that cultivates the types of citizens that generate a sort of a surplus rather than this ongoing deficit that we have. So the programs, I think that they sort of have to go hand in hand. We have to be looking at these things. We have to be obviously targeting, tightening our belts to a certain degree, but we also have to reinvest in that social infrastructure because that's kind of the big problem, the breakdown of the society, right? The rampant social chaos. The economies in major cities, it's a disaster. People are just kind of trying out little boutiques for 2 or 3 months. And every time you go into the stores, it's new people working there. They're just trying different things and shuttling in and out. We don't really have a lot of direction in the society. People don't really know where they're going. There's a generation of Americans on both sides of the aisle. And you see this, I think, discontent. I think it's interesting because I think from the conservative side, we would probably feel like the Democrats have gotten most of what they want. And yet we look at the left and they're very dissatisfied, too. And it doesn't necessarily mean that that's not true. But what it means is that their objectives are not satiating their base either. So I think that we do need something new that's going to kind of bring the country together. So my sort of big idea is, hey, let's make America Christian again. Let's go back to kind of where we were before we went off the cliff. And this is an idea that seems very bold, but again, the word is again. You know, we had Bible studies in public schools. And when did that go away? Well, it went away in 1963, very similar to when other things started going. And I think that there's nothing wrong with a country setting a tempo. And I think that you still have inclusiveness. You still have tolerance. You know, I want to be very clear on this because part of the issue here with conservatives not kind of embracing a sort of true right-wing platform is we have a lot of stuff on the fringes and young men get funneled. They end up into anti-Semitism and things like this. These are things, I want to be very clear, this is not what making America Christian again means. And the longer that the Republican Party goes from sort of addressing the concerns of the young Americans, the more this stuff festers on the side and the more toxic it becomes. And we have a lot of messes that are coming up all around us. Yeah. And a lot of it is of our own making, right? By not wanting to go on not wanting to address the topics And then also kind of promoting people and being very eager to show that we're with the flow of the world. You know,
so, Daryl, because we only have a couple minutes left here again, you know, the segments. Share with me your thoughts on right now, you know, the geopolitics. We're taking a look at Russia. We got a drone that was shot down in international waters. How would you as president deal with the war in Ukraine?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things when we sort of redefine ourselves as a Christian nation, that realigns things dramatically just across the board. It's almost inversion because right now our geopolitics, we're actually sort of promoting the opposite. We're pushing what could be defined as sort of a Luciferian or almost an Antichrist agenda. We're promoting, you know, things. We're promoting lifestyles of children and things of that nature. So when we actually sort of set that tempo out, the world said, no, we have Christian values, then it sort of inverts itself. And now we have new opportunities, not only to perhaps forge new alliances into Eastern Europe, but also the Middle East and other parts of the world, people that have a basic understanding of natural law. And that's really kind of the simplest way that I think people all around the world can relate to those principles. So there's a lot of confusion, and there's also a schizophrenic dynamic that's coming out of the United States. You put yourself in the position of somebody living in another country. What are you getting from the United States? You know, one minute you have this guy who's tweeting and he's very bombastic and upset, and then the next minute you've got another person and we've got trans generals and stuff of that nature. So it's very confusing. Now, I'm Orthodox. We have a history in this country of Catholic and Protestant, so I'll make it really interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll toss an Orthodox person in. I was in Ukraine last year for Orthodox Christmas, right before the war, and very sort of beautiful shared history to the Orthodox world is in Ukraine. And, you know, one of the things I put out last year was a four-point resolution, the Daria resolution, the Constantine resolution, sort of facilitating or giving an opportunity for both sides to walk away from the conflict, for Ukraine to retain its identity. Conditions of that, you know, I do think that there's sufficient cause for concern,
Daryl,
about Zelensky. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's get to your website where people can find you and support you, because we're coming to a commercial break here.
Absolutely. I talked your ear off. It's Constantine2024.com. Please check it out and sign up.
Greatly appreciate you taking the time, Daryl. We'll talk soon, and wish you the best of luck with your campaign. Take care, folks.
God bless you and your audience. Take care.
Thank you. Bye. We'll be right back here after the break. Don't go away, folks. Final segment here coming up here at the Real Side Radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! Flying television.
Welcome back. Welcome to the final segment of the final hour. It's always great being with you on Wednesdays here. Sometimes it's Tuesdays, sometimes it's Thursdays for Joe when he is out saving the world, doing the real Loman's work. And I got to tell you, it's, I don't know about you. I'm generally an optimistic guy. What was it Ronald Reagan said? You know, he wakes up to see the sun rise in the east. And that means that it's going to be better. Things are going to be better. But when we take a look at what's happening right now with the economic instability and how these fiefdoms of power, corrupt power brokers here in the United States and around the world, you know, the WEF, the ECB, European Central Bank, the WHO, what we are seeing, it's always been this way. There's always been wealthy people who control the means. I get that. This is nothing new. But I have never seen it so blatant and in your face as what we've seen the last few days. I'm going to finish tonight just sharing with you my thoughts about this whole situation in regards to the economy. Because
the banking situation as we know it is it's well, let's just say that there are some significant problems in our economy, not just here in the United States, but in the countries around the world that also decided that they were going to turn on the printing presses as well. It's not just an American problem. It's a greed problem. Carl Icahn, you may recognize his name. He's a major institutional investor over the years. I'm a business restructuring guy, and I've read him for years. He goes into companies, and he's a billionaire investor. He invests in companies and pulls them apart and puts them back together, saves them, and makes them many times better, in some cases not. Carl Icahn said that the net worth of median household is basically nothing. We have some major problems in our economy. A lot of people in our economy aren't doing well, obviously, says Icahn. So the Wall Street billionaire investor is saying that right now, his investment portfolio is set up for more pain in the U.S. economy. Now think about that for a minute. This is a billionaire investor that knows how to make money. And where he's looking at making money right now is the pain points, such as rapidly rising interest rates, escalating concerns about the overall health of the economy, as the Federal Reserve attempts to prevent inflationary pressures from becoming entrenched. And he understands while the Fed rates are intended to cool economic growth by raising borrowing costs, tamping down demand, the ill effects of those interest rate increases appear to be surfacing in pockets of the economy. Now, we've seen what's been happening with the banks since late last week. Seen, you know, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank. But what we're now seeing is that those situations are raising concerns about the ability of companies and money center financial institutions in particular to operate effectively in this sudden higher rate interest regime. And they should be benefiting. Banks should be benefiting from a climate of rising rates because they borrow on a short-term basis and provide longer-term loans at higher rates. So they pocket the differential, kind of like, you know, it's the VIG that they charge. But not all banks have been managing the risks well. And Carl Icahn is saying that the increase in interest rates, along with the likely tactical missteps, may be a part of the problem. So we're taking a look here at a significant systemic concern. And what the Fed and the FDIC did, the SIPC as well, basically all government, you know, agencies that oversee the financial industry, what they did by shoring up Silicon Valley Bank as quickly as they did was that they tried to prevent a bank run across all banks. If you see a bank like Silicon Valley Bank and institutional venture capitalist firms and investors and mom and pops all can't take their money out, then you're going to go to your bank and take your money out. And that's ostensibly what the Fed was trying to prevent from happening. Well, for his part, Icahn has been concerned about the economy after this historic stretch of easy money, which underpinned asset bubbles and everything from, you know, tech and meme stocks and crypto and everything else. And based upon his discussion over the past few days, he sees the business climate on a less than solid footing. He thinks that Americans are contending with the challenges of rising prices and continue to do so for services. And we're now starting to see reports that credit card rates or credit card balances are the highest level they've ever been. People are still maintaining their spending, as we've been seeing, but they're borrowing money on very high interest credit cards. So basically any product or service that they're buying if they're using a credit card, tack on 20% or 30% interest. So the median net worth for families stands around $121,760. That's the median net worth for American families, according to the Federal Reserve's survey of consumer finances. That's the last year, in 2019, that the data was available. That said, Bankrate conducted a report late last year. It said 56% of Americans would be unable to cover an unexpected $1,000 bill with their savings. So America's fiscal health has darkened for many as these prices remain elevated. Companies all across the board are announcing layoffs. We just saw yesterday, Meta, you know, the Facebook company, they're laying off 10,000 more employees. They laid off 11,000 just a few months ago. And people like Icahn, who put their money where they can make money, is now putting his money in sectors of the economy that benefit when the economy craters. And he's saying that things, conditions, are going to be getting a lot worse before they get better, and it may be worthwhile for investors to take heed. So we've got the Federal Reserve announcement that's going to be coming up within the week, determining whether they're going to be raising interest rates again. A lot of people up until this last weekend expected that they were not going to be raising, or I should say they were going to be raising interest rates. The only question was, but by how much? Was it going to be a quarter basis point or 50 basis points? Now there are people that are saying after SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, maybe they're not going to raise their interest rates at all. Because what they've done is they have gone up too quickly, and it's hurting people. It's hurting a lot of people. Well, let me say this. Okay? The economy isn't one thing. It isn't interest rates. It isn't the stock market. It isn't valuations of homes. It's a combination of 1,000 different things. And it's like a Jenga tower. You remember the Jenga towers you play? You pull out one wrong, you know, wooden piece, and the whole tower can fall. And what we're dealing with right now is the Federal Reserve is playing a game of Jenga with the American economy. And there are some wobbly pieces right now. And we got to tread carefully, because we haven't seen a Great Depression before. Not a global Great Depression. And if you're looking at overseas right now, you're seeing Credit Suisse. They may have to be bailed out by the ECB, European Central Bank. And with the Federal Reserve having to bail out the second largest bailout situation here in the United States, and that's Silicon Valley Bank. You've got smaller banks there as well, Signature. You can expect that inflation will continue. It's clipped down ever so slightly. We just saw the numbers today. But beware. Things are not going to get better until they get a lot worse. So hold on to your hat, folks. Watch it. We're in the business, my business. This is what we do. We help small business owners that are in trouble. We help them restructure their debts. I can't tell you how busy things are getting right now. That's a telltale sign for me. People are hurting. Small business owners are hurting. They're unable to get financing at an affordable rate, and they need working capital, and they've got outstanding debts that the interest rates are rising on them. So I just wanted to finish off with that. I appreciate you having the taking us and spending time with us tonight, the last 3 hours. We had some great guests, and I'll be back again real soon here at Realside Radio. Joe will be back tomorrow night. Thanks so much for your time. God bless, and have a great evening. Good night.